The path to greater efficiencies at USDA. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. USDA's efforts to streamline their operations and tighten its budgetary belts are producing results. Rod Bain has more.
Ask Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack just how much USDA has had to tighten its belt and streamline its operations over the past 4 years, and he might respond this way.
If you go back all the way to fiscal year 2009, which actually started in October of 2008, the budget that we're now working under is $1.1 billion less than it was in 2009, fiscal year 2009.
And that includes identification of savings of $700 million over the last year and a half. This has been part of a concerted effort by the Department of Agriculture to improve budget and operation efficiencies, in part because back in 2009...
we basically saw all of this coming, and so we became proactive. We wanted to manage this in an appropriate way.
Efficiencies have ranged from reducing workforce and office space to reducing travel across the board of all the agencies of USDA. And as part of the continuing resolution recently approved to fund the rest of fiscal year 2013,
we know that we've been given a severe cut that we have to absorb, 7.6% cut across the board.
That includes the possible furloughing of employees in areas of some USDA agencies. However, one area not facing job reduction for the balance of the fiscal year is meat and poultry inspectors under the Food Safety and Inspection Service.
So our inspectors will stay on the job, which means our processing facilities will continue to operate uninterrupted throughout the summer. And of course, that's really great news for producers, great news for consumers, and great news for all those who work in those processing plants and our own inspectors.
And Secretary Vilsack believes the silver lining with USDA's proactive approach towards greater budgetary and operation efficiencies is the various agencies within the department are doing more with less.
We've done it in a way that has not sacrificed, and this is the most important thing, is not sacrificed the quality of the service that's being provided.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.